To which I said, I mean, he's a weird dude. Which I stand by.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he's super weird. Hey, so I forgot to hit start episode.
Oh, rip.
But I just did, so now we can... Let's do the intro again.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio.
In Easton, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
I'm Jake. Owen.
Oh.
We're here. This is Two Dat.
Two
Dudes Assorted Tunes. And we're starting over, I guess.
Yeah.
So, we got some stuff for you today.
Yes, we do.
First song by a group.
Ooh, can I talk about this?
You do want to talk about it, but... So, Garber watched something recently.
I did.
The reason why he watched it is because...
That I couldn't remember why I watched it, but Owen remembered, because I guess Owen knows me better than I do.
That's right. I know you better than you know myself.
What?
Yeah.
Alright.
So anyway, every month Mafia does a music movie of the month.
Mafia is this nice floor in Raymer Hall.
That's where I'm going to be living
next
year.
It's the music floor.
Garber lived there this year.
I did.
Kind of.
Move on.
Anyway, they do a thing. I nominated a movie. I was bitter because Randy picked Saturday Night Fever. He was like, I nominate this one, and that ended up getting voted for.
Instead of Straight Outta Compton.
Yes, which is the band group thing that we're going to talk about in a second. But I just want to say I'm bitter because I think John Travolta is weird.
Yeah.
And we had this conversation before. You were like, well, John Travolta's in Pulp Fiction. That's like my favorite Tarantino movie. It's your favorite movie. And I said, well, I think that Pulp Fiction is good in spite of John Travolta, not because of it.
To which I allowed you the point and said, yeah.
That's fair. So, yeah, so, just John Travolta's weird. That's the only point I wanted to get across, but talk about Straight Outta Compton.
Well, I was just going to go for it. I wanted to talk about the movie, that's all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, go for it.
Yeah, no, that was it. I watched it recently.
That's it?
It was
that's
really
all
good.
You wanted to say?
Yeah, no, that's it.
You didn't want to talk about it?
Oh, and like... can we witness the strength of street knowledge?
Of course.
Thank you.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
You're from
Straight Outta Compton, a brother with his finger on the trigger. But once I take out, my rep gets bigger. I'm the ruthless villain, and you know this. But the suckers in the public won't show this. But I don't really care, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking a craft, it's like burglary. The definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's called packing. Like a fool out in the set. I find somebody talking trash and put them in check. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a sucker if you don't go with the flow. Probably get mad like a punk is supposed to. But that shows me, yo, you're composed to a crazy little brother from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm ready to hit. MC Ren controls the automatic. For any fool in my way, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm a hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. R-E-N spells Ren, but I'm raw. See, cause people know me as a villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing. It's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, you know you're through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a brother like Grant is on a gangster tip. Straight Outta Compton. 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 Compton.
Easy as his name and the boys coming.
Straight Outta Compton. It's a brother that'll slap your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous young brother racing hell. And if I ever get caught,
Compton. Compton.
That's the way it goes in the city of Compton, boy, boy, boy.
Damn, that was dope.
Owen, you can't say that.
I didn't say it.
Good.
I said ish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that ish was dope.
I should have done that.
God damn it. That threw me for a loop.
Right?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, well, that's the clean version. That's the most complete clean version I could find.
Well, that's the interesting thing. Is like, I'm glad there's not just a bunch of censors, but at the same time,
yeah,
I like... It was also kind of an assault on my eardrums where I'm like expecting words and then words don't come.
Yeah.
And then I'm sad.
Don't be sad, Owen.
I'm always sad.
No, don't be sad. Rip.
Anyway, what do we got next? I've actually never heard of this group or this song or this anything.
Okay, you're going to like this, I think. Yeah. It's really funky. This is a group. Well, it's actually, it's one of those bands like Tame Impala where it's one dude.
Tame Impala's one dude?
Yeah. Kevin Parker is just one dude. This he plays is the one, every
really.
Yeah, he plays everything on the record. He has a touring band, but like.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, but like on the record, it's entirely it's Kevin Parker, him. And he produced it too. I think on some of the albums, he had either a co-producer or somebody else mixing, but he produced everything, did all the instruments and sang and. Yeah, no, it's his project, it's his thing. But anyway.
Something new.
This is a different one, dude. I believe. But,
sure, it's probably a different dude.
Well, no, I know it's... But I'm pretty sure it's one dude.
Okay.
Anyways, it's Unknown Mortal Orchestra. They actually came out...
Yeah. Some dude named Ruben Nielsen.
Yep, that's it. But, right. Yeah, no, the way that they, like, started, or that he started, was he made a song called Funny Friends, and he just put it on SoundCloud. And, like, didn't say anything. Like, there's nothing about him attached to it, you know, at all. It was just a file on SoundCloud. And somebody found it and was just like, damn, that's awesome. And, like, they had to go digging to find him, I think.
Huh.
But anyways, this Ruben dude, has three albums out now. This is from the most recent one, and it's really cool. It's called Can't Keep Checking My Phone. So, Owen, go ahead and play
Straight
this track.
Straight out of Fat Possum Records, hitting you right in the face. Let's go.
Bye.
So,
what'd you think?
My conclusion is that that song is indeed dabbable.
Yes, Owen was dabbing. You can see my Snapchat if you would like to find this video of Owen dabbing.
What is your Snapchat?
The One True Jake. And what's yours?
Owen Robinette. No punctuation.
No punctuation.
Super original.
Oh, yeah. So, Owen Robinette, no punctuation. What do people send to these Snapchats?
Send me your mother flipping middle finger.
Yeah, flip us that bird.
To let me know.
That you have an opinion of us.
Are listening. Don't care what it is.
Yep.
Just let me know that you're here.
Yep, exactly. This is a roll call.
Yeah.
Send those middle fingers. All right.
Yeah.
Yo, so,
should we play music? We got more music.
We do. We got a ton, actually.
Yeah.
We got plenty of good music for you guys.
We do.
We're going to end with a song that I really, really like. I mean, I made the whole playlist today, so I like all the songs. Well, you were busy.
I'm super busy.
I think it came out cool.
No, I definitely, and like, I feel like it's a good, even though you made it, it's a good balance of the both of us.
Exactly. I tried to make sure to do that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Twist good.
But this next song is completely me, I think.
I mean... In the sense that put it on, you would be the one to put it on, but I also love this song / this album / this group.
Okay.
So.
I didn't know that.
It's all good.
Let's play it.
All right. We're just going to jump right in.
Yeah. Let's rock the Casbah here on 2Dat.
Jet fire. put out of there. The jet pilot's tuned to the cockpit radio blare. Soon as the shire gets out of their hair, the jet pilot's way.
Rock the Casbah, rock the Casbah.
So if you didn't know, that was Rock the Casbah.
It was Rock the Casbah.
If you could guess,
yeah,
then you're an intuitive fella.
Oh yeah, yo Owen, we just talked about Mafia, didn't we? Let's talk about Mafia again, briefly, because recently your album was chosen.
Yes.
And it was pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
What was your album?
It was Gorillaz by Gorillaz. Their debut album from 2001.
Right? It's really good.
It's pretty good.
We're not going to do that.
Oh. Hey, I'm disappointed.
I'm sorry. It's well, okay. You've seen the playlist. I had somewhere I was going with that, but I really don't remember
you
what
forget.
It was.
You forget. Okay.
Yeah. No, cool. I don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah. No, I do. Let's go there. So, okay. Yeah, no, it's a combination of two separate thoughts I had. So I held on to one but lost the other.
That happens.
But anyways, so you were telling us about the dub remix album.
Yes.
Of that album.
It's weird.
Right? It's super weird.
It's called Laika Come Home. It's about like the Russian space dog.
Yeah.
By a group called Space Monkeys, who mixed with Gorillaz and just made a bunch of like weird dub remixes of some of the hit songs. Well, I mean, it's 13 songs, so it's most of the songs on the album. But, yeah.
So, question for you.
Answer for you.
Would you like to know where I'm going with this?
No.
No. All
right. I don't care.
Well, too bad.
No.
Have you heard the dub remix of Rock the Casbah?
No.
It's really cool, and you should listen
to it. I didn't know that
was
a thing.
It exists. It's on Black Market Clash, which is an EP that they released. It's actually on Super Black Market Clash, which is the CD version.
Okay.
But it's an EP / remix / like outtake album that they did. And it has a song called Mustafa Dance on it, which is the dub version of Rock the Casbah, and it's really good.
Weird.
Yeah, no, it's super cool.
All right, I'll check it out.
Anyways, that's where I was going with it.
Okay.
Now for Miles Davis.
Yeah. Fourth song. So let's hit it.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Good job, everybody.
Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Jazz.
Love that jazz.
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 Jazz. Yeah, basically. That's about it.
Nailed it.
All right. So, we've been saying we should play some jazz on the show for, like, a few weeks now, because I discovered recently that you also like jazz.
Yes.
So we did it. And we should do that more now.
Yeah, I think I'm down.
I think we should definitely be doing that.
My left earphone works now for some reason.
Ah, cool.
It didn't before. I ran over the cord and now it works.
Go figure.
Yep.
Okay, yo, so I found this really great sign in the...
It's our first PSA, if you're listening, FCC.
Yeah, we can count that as a PSA.
Yeah.
So it says, stop eating in the studio. It's like a handwritten Sharpie note on a piece of paper. And it says, we have an ant problem now, period. Like, just a statement. We have an ant problem now. This is after multiple failed attempts at trying to get people to stop eating in here, I guess.
Yeah.
But, so, anyways, the rest of the sign, you know, simply reads, do you want ants? Because that's how you get ants. So, pretty dank Archer reference there.
Yeah.
I like it.
Don't get ants.
Don't get ants. Let's do more PSAs.
All right, we're gonna listen to Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh.
Now.
Oh wait. Why?
Give a PSA.
Oh.
I don't know about what.
Okay.
Probably about.
Oh
reading.
Wait, I'm not gonna be able to hear it because I don't have headphones.
Here you go.
Thanks.
I travel a lot, but you don't have to play in the NBA to visit new places and meet new people. All you have to do is pick up a book, because when you know how to read. Adventures come to you.
Today's story is Little Shaq Hornet.
So no matter who you are or what you plan to do, learn how to read. It opens up a whole new world.
Shaq is gonna be stuff.
It's a good thing he doesn't play basketball.
That was amazing.
So, for those who can't see, which is everyone, there was a video game of Shaq climbing a beanstalk, going up to see a giant. Hence the glad he doesn't play basketball because there was a giant.
Shaq,
so yeah, so
Shaq
read
and the beanstalk.
So that says read.
Oh, is this our new PSA thing?
I think we can go with this.
We
okay
can include
this
for sure.
Be
a lot better than
that freaking
selective service
about business email scams.
Okay,
take a look.
Well, video loading.
Did you make the transfer to Hong Kong for the Emerson Project?
I was just about to, but did you see the boss's email? It doesn't look right.
It looked fine to me.
I don't remember him mentioning the Emerson Project at our last meeting.
The bank in Hong Kong closes in 15 minutes. Make the transfer.
Yes, sir. It's on the way.
Mr. Jacobs, just transferred the money for the Emerson Project.
What Emerson Project?
Don't be that guy. Trust but verify.
So yeah. Check your emails. Don't get scammed.
Yep, don't
thanks
get scammed.
Thanks to a fat businessman and his secretary.
All right.
Who is smarter than he is.
I think that covers our PSAs. I like this new PSA system. Maybe we'll roll with this.
My mom asks if we have the Lock It Up PSA. It's about locking up guns in your home.
Oh. All right, let's try it.
Lock it up.
Oh, there's a few of them, though. Which one? Mama Robinette, do you want the butt dial one? What are we doing here?
This is 2 minutes long.
Oh, God.
Well, butt dial PSA.
All right, let's do the butt dial PSA.
I feel like this is not a real PSA.
I don't know.
It's going to be...
Let's just see what happens.
Oh, God. That's never a good sign.
Hey, it works usually.
Everybody get up. This is a 911 public education from us to the world. We're tired of butt dial, y'all. We're so tired of it. And this is gonna go to all of the butt dialers. Check it.
Hanging up the phone. it from your hands. Hey, hey. Not really smart at pants. Hey, hey. I'm about to lose my mind. Woo. There you go again, walking down the street. You didn't know, my friend, that you were calling
me. Hey, hey, hey.
And now the line is open,
hey, hey.
And you're being trained.
Hey, hey.
Can't erase it, gotta face it. Tell 911 it was a bad day.
Hello, who's calling?
Hello.
What the hell is this?
Not really classy. That's kind of nasty. What rhymes with nasty?
So, y'all can't see the video for this.
I'm watching the video, and I'm
but
so
I don't
confused.
Know what's happening.
You call me with your butt down.
It's a PSA about really butt dialing 911.
Oh boy.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's a butt
It's a butt dial, y'all.
Hey.
One of the most unwanted calls to 911. Don't get stuck in a rut.
Jeez.
A phone from your butt.
Hello.
Who keeps their phone in their butt pocket?
I don't.
Like, yeah. Actually.
If I sit on it all day, it's gonna, like, break.
What is the phone number here? If you keep your phone in your butt pocket, butt dial us at 610-330-5316.
But don't actually call, because we're not going to pick up.
I might. If you can strategically butt dial that.
Stay on the line.
Oh, God. Right.
This is Anderson Cooper. Oh, he's gone now.
Oh, okay. All right. He was on the video.
Next week, we'll try to find the gun one.
All right.
In fact, I think I just found the gun one, but I think we'll save it. I'll bookmark it for next week.
Save
I'm bookmarking it.
Yeah.
Bookmark this page.
Yeah, add it to the bookmarks bar on the Google Chrome of the station.
I want to make a specific new folder, PSAs.
PSAs that Owen likes.
PSAs for Owen.
Yeah.
Bookmarked. All right. So
why the hell are we in Firefox?
Because that's what Matthias put us in.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Right. So those are some PSAs for you. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully exciting. You never know what's gonna come next. You can't see anything.
Yeah.
Which makes it even better.
Yep.
And worse.
Yeah.
Fun times. So we got something new.
We do.
We never played these guys before.
We have not.
What is it?
It's Goody Mob.
What's that?
Well, let me get the video. It's a rap group.
What'd they do?
They did this song.
What song?
Cell Therapy.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Here we go, guys.
Do the thing. The thing is not be done.
Why is it not doing? Did you put on the right aux cord?
It says one.
Yeah.
Oh, the sound is down.
Oh,
start
okay.
over.
Okay.
Technical difficulties, folks. Well, I'm incompetent.
Fine. We've got technical difficulties.
So, Garber, do the thing.
I'm working on it. There's a trackpad here. I hate trackpads.
Literally don't.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Just go to the very end, and you hit. Doop.
Okay. All right.
Round two. Do to do.
But it don't look that way to me.
cause I can see the young bloods hanging out at the store. 24/7 drunk is looking for a hit of the blow. It's powerful. Oh, you know what else they trying to do? Make a curfew, especially for me and you. The traces of the new world order. Time is getting shorter. If we don't get prepared, people, it's gonna be a soda. My mind won't allow me to not be curious. My folk don't understand, so they don't take it serious. But every now and then, I wonder if the gate was put up to keep crime out of keep eye.
Who's there peeking in my window? Nobody, nobody, man. Who's there peeking in my window? Nobody, nobody, man.
Listen up, little nigga. I'm talking to you about what your little ass need to be going through. I fall a victim too, and I know I shouldn't smoke so much, but I do. With the crew every day on the average about 4 or 5. I'm lucky to be alive at sunrise. I won't realize the call after I lost my best friend Bean. I'm recognized as a king. Who am I to tell you to stop smoking? Now you open to disease and cold, and ain't 16 years old. This has got to stop. Let's take a walk through detox. I won't out of this hole. I'm in the cell, under attack. No good folks, stay in the hood. Got an eye on every move I make. Open your face to info. You ain't know, cause it's kept low. Ha, the new world plan. Reach the planet without the
so man. What's your aim? Try to separate me from the blood. It's disrespect like coming in my home and not wiping your feet on the rug. The citron out salute has got me bucking. No hand with no phone. Look out for the man with the mask and the white pony on my back appears. Staying off my toes, always on my heels. The same plane. Soldiers coming in the dark, my plane to report. The new system by rain. Tag my skin with your computer chip. Run your hand over the scanner to buy your dish now. No more fishing for your fish. No more fishing for the days of the old days. Past ways gone. Mind blown perception. Perception. My name on your selection. But I come. Come. Pow.
Who's there peeking in my window? Pow.
Nobody.
Nobody. Who's there peeking in my window? Pow.
Okay, right. That was Goody Mob, Cell Goody Therapy.
Yep.
All right.
Do that.
So, Garber has an idea.
We're going to explore something called avant-garde radio. We're going to get weird. We're watching that on YouTube because the clean version isn't on Spotify. So, in the up next queue here is a video called Alex Jones Curses, which means we're not going to be able to play it on air. But the avant-garde radio part is that we're going to react to it on air. So you're going to hear silence and us laughing and chuckling about Alex Jones, but you can't hear Alex Jones. And it's going to be interesting. So let's get that set up, and then we'll roll right onto this.
Do you want me to turn off programs 1 and 2?
Yeah, do that. Okay. And then click program 3 over on the side. No, all the way on the bottom. Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Okay.
All right.
So now I can't hear me.
Oh, you can't? Well, you should. Here.
Add the mics to program 3. Oh, okay.
Can you hear you now?
I can hear me now.
Cool.
Good.
Can you hear me now? Ah! Yeah, turn the headphone volume up, actually. Yeah. Oh, cool. I can hear myself while I talk now.
My left earbud went out again.
Well, anyways, we're going to watch Alex Jones Curses now, and you're going to react. We're going to react to it. And, yeah, here we go. So, do you know who Alex Jones is?
Okay.
Cool. The conspiracy theorist.
What does he run? What is his thing? His channel?
I don't know. InfoWars.
InfoWars. Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're talking about John Podesta.
Oh, he looks angry.
He's very angry.
He's waddling his fist. His meaty little fist. Yeah, let me tell you something, Alex. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Bringing out the C word real quick.
Went straight to sucking.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This kid.
I love Alex Jones so much. He's freaking hilarious.
Oh, my God. I just don't know. What is Alex Jones going to be mad about now that Donald Trump's president?
I don't know. He's happy. But he's still
That's
angry.
That's even sadder, yeah. You some boo. Oh my god.
Wow, you know.
Who called Alex Jones a Russian?
What the hell? This is an amazing video.
This dude's just sitting there nodding and smiling. Like, get that through your goddamn head. Oh my god. Jesus.
Gee.
Fighting words, calling those him a foreign words, agent.
Excuse me.
Calling him a foreign agent, excuse him.
Oh, the old guy's still staring blankly at the...
Yeah, what do you say to that?
Oh, so is Alex Jones. They're staring back and forth now.
No, I wonder if... Like, I feel like that has to be edited together.
I have no idea.
Oh. Them just staring at each other. Oh my god. All right.
What?
When I got a really good product. Infowarsstore.com. Oh, wow.
Look at this. Look at this. The screenshot of his website has BioTruth serums for sale on it.
I want a BioTruth serum. Let me just go to that website real quick. Infowarsstore.com. Let me just save that under PSAs for Owen.
Okay.
Checking. Right. Oh, they checked our browser first to make sure that we weren't Russians.
Oh, good.
Because, you know, that's an issue. You got some Trump shirts. What do we got here? We got a Survival Shield X2. This is the first thing on the website.
Yeah. It's a little squeeze, like a little drop bottle. Iodine. Dropper bottle.
Why do you need iodine? What is this supposed to protect you from?
I don't know.
It supports thyroid health and well-being.
Nice.
This is like an actual product.
Huh.
This is a legitimate thing.
But it's called Survival Shield.
Yeah, Caveman True Paleo Formula.
Oh, wow.
You bet.
It's branded InfoWars, you know it's good.
You bet yourself that Alex Jones with his fat self is definitely not using paleo formula.
Probably not.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Message from Alex Jones. We've been working very hard to build a new store.
No, let's save that for a PSA.
This is a PSA. Okay.
Cool.
We have never... Wait, I just say this because I just don't understand this. We have never been funded by globalist advertising dollars or by government tax dollars and stand by that decision. How would InfoWars qualify for government tax dollars?
I don't think it was their decision.
Yeah, we stand by that decision that has been forced upon us.
We stand by that decision that the government made.
Also, side note, last product on this website with 2,604 reviews, the most reviews of any of the products on this website, is called Super Male Vitality.
Oh, boy. All right. Wow.
Wait, okay, I'm sorry. I have to read this. As men age, they may often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. Super Male Vitality is specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males, and has been used by Alex Jones in order to maximize vitality when working up to 12 hours a day or more in the fight for freedom. That's an actual...
That's funny.
What are the reviews on this website? All right, says thanks.
Can we... Let's explore this more at a later, on a again. Later episode. Because this is too good to just shove all in at once here.
We'll continue to buy daily use.
My son loves it.
He's 17, has been struggling. I feel like I expected these to be joke reviews, and I can't tell if they are. Like, this one just says, what can I say other than this is the best supplement I've ever taken? Highly recommend. I can't tell if he's kidding or not.
Oh, no.
Pros, bunch of pros. Cons, nothing. Every other product on this website has either no reviews or like a couple reviews, except for all these like vitamin formulas. And then Super Male Vitality has the most reviews, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, yeah, no, I can get sucked into the wormhole that is Alex Jones nonsense, so we're gonna move on to the next song.
Okay, we have one more hip-hop song, and then we're gonna do more rock.
Yeah.
So, Owen, why don't you talk about this next one?
I mean, I don't have much to say about this. I don't listen to a ton of this guy, but I really, like, I like his music. I haven't gotten into as much as I should, but I just appreciate overall, like, his character. Mm-hmm. So this is Vic Mensa.
Yes.
He just came out with an album that called There's a Lot Going On. Well, it just came out as in last year.
Yeah.
But he released it basically saying that it would be free if you, like, pledge to vote. So if you pledged to vote in the election, you would get his album for free. He's been doing a lot of work, like, on the front lines doing activism stuff, specifically with the Keystone Pipeline issue.
Yeah.
Like, he was out there for quite a bit doing interviews, being like just being there as an ally, being supportive, and kind of, like, raising awareness for the issue. So he's done a lot of good stuff. And
yes.
I just, like, as an artist, you can't really, like... He's not my favorite rapper, but overall, as, like, an artist, in terms of, like, 21st century artists, you really can't look at many people who are doing much more than he is to try to be holistic and, like, improve his community.
So here's a song about alcohol.
Yeah. Here's Liquor Locker.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's just coming over. Wake up. Late night calls. Feeling slightly faded. Free alcohol at the club. That's overrated. Call up Liquor Locker. Bring me apple vodka. Shawty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know that I could do you proper. Pour you a drink, would you please? Stop fussing with your Samsung. I call your bluff while you playing. I ain't that new to play games on. No, 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 no. I could do you proper, proper. I could do you proper, proper. I love your conversation. Usually I'm not the long talker, but this liquor, 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 liquor got me talking, talking way too much, way too much, way too much, way too much. Got me texting, calling. It's 2:30 in the morning, trying to wake you up, wake you up. Where you at? Where you at? I might put an Uber on you. I might have to pull up on you. Pick you up, pick you up, give you some of this liquor from the liquor locker. How you talking way too much, way too much, way too much. Whoa. Don't listen to Kiara, she be talking crazy. She say I'm a savage, man. That just be hating. I just think you're worth it. Oh, please don't take it personal. But by the way you talk, I know that I could do you proper. Pour you a drink, is it me or is one of us romantic? Don't be so stiff, move your hips, I ain't that to your dancing. I hope you know I could do you proper, proper. Like I was a doctor, doctor. This is an emergency, hurry up, call the liquor locker, proctor. Liquor, 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 liquor. Got me talking, talking way too much, way too much, way too much, way too much. Got me texting, calling, it's 2:30 in the morning. Trying to wake you up, wake you up. Where you at, where you at? I might put an Uber on you, I might have to pull up on you. Pick you up, pick you up. Some of this liquor from the liquor locker. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, you're talking way too much, way too much, way too much. Drinking Bombay till we all f***ed up. I was drinking Bombay till I had to throw up. I was bullying with a baddie from the Bay Area. Couldn't make it up the stairs, had to get K'd up. Hey, way too much Adderall, I can't sleep now. Kush got my eyes low, can't see now. Orange Tesla got me on 10 right now. If I get a naked, I'ma sit right now. Girl, I hit it proper, fuck you with a proper. How you screaming proper, yeah. Touch all on your body, feel all on your body. Feel on your body, yeah. Too many drinks and all these drugs. You way too much, way too much, way too much. So please, get off your Samsung. And let's do this while your mask off. Baby, liquor, 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 yeah. Liquor got me talking, talking way too much, way too much, way too much, way too much. Got me texting, calling, it's 2:30 in the morning. Trying to wake you up, wake you up. Where you at, where you at? I might put an Uber on you, I might have to pull up on you. Pick you up, pick you up, give you some of this liquor from the liquor locker. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, you're talking way too much, way too much, way too much. Whoa. Oh, 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 oh.
So that's Vic Mensa.
Vic Mensa.
Kind of a cool little rap R&B hybrid.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah, in that song anyways.
Yeah. Not always, but it's fun.
Yeah. No, it's a good time.
He's a good guy. Everyone check him out.
Yep.
Up those listens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do that. Yo, we got one more song.
Do that. Yeah, we do. It's a good one.
Meow.
It's okay, I guess.
I like this song a lot.
Give it like a good 6 out of 5. You know.
Yeah.
It's
alright. Nothing special.
Nah. Well, feel free.
What do we want to do? What do we got to do?
What do we got to do?
We got to free the people.
Now.
All right, boys. This is it. Over the hill.
Ya boobe, ya boobe, ya boobe, ya boobe, ya boobe, ya boobe. Legalize ranch.
Thanks, Peter. So that's our show for the night. Thanks to special guest Peter Fallon for showing up in the last minute. You missed us. We explored Alex Jones on our show tonight.
We watched a video called Alex Jones Curses, but we put the video on like Channel 3 so you couldn't hear it on air. So all you heard on air was us talking about it.
I saw that. That was a solid meme. Alex Jones memes are definitely on the upswing. I'd say by now. The meme economy is doing strong under the new Trump presidency. Just stay away from normie memes and you'll be fine.
Yeah. No more wholesome memes, Aaron.
Hey, I need those wholesome memes sometimes.
They just make me feel bad about myself because I can never relate.
Doggo memes.
Doggo memes are always good. Doggo memes are a classic.
I love doggo memes.
Question to all our listeners. Who would win in a fight? 1,000 Marines or a stick? Marcus, you can answer this. You might not have heard this. Who will win in a fight? 1,000 Marines or a stick?
I got to go with the underdog here, a stick.
Why?
Because it feels like the right answer.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you break stick in half, and then you got two stick. Stick win every time. It's my favorite meme of all time. It's some stupid 4chan post, but it just makes me giggle every time. So check out memes. They make you happy. They make you forget that Trump's president for about 2 seconds.
Memes.
All right,
let's go to lower. Let's get
so
food.
We're gonna go. So we'll catch you on the flippity flop.
Catch you on the flippity flop.
Or as Alex Jones says, buy my stuff. We went to the InfoWars website. It was weird. There was this thing. It was like super male vitality. Yeah. There were 2,600 reviews.
Oh yeah, no, those are his supplements that like make the government like not eat your brain and male enhancement. It's a twofer.
So yeah, so we'll look more into that on another episode.
Yes, please.
Do some more PSAs, some weird reaction GIFs,
and also music.
And yeah, some occasional music.
This has been Two Dudes Assorted Tunes.
Toot!
I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
See you next time on WJRH
104.9 FM.
Love you, College Radio!
Eastern Pennsylvania!
Bye-bye.
Peace.